It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, this week has just really been dominated by celebrity deaths.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what is going on this week.
Yeah.
But,
did you see that Clint Eastwood's lady friend passed away?
Yeah, you mentioned that to me. Yeah,
I saw a bulletin.
His partner, right?
Yeah, I read the bulletin because it led with Clint Eastwood. I thought, oh, gosh.
Oh, no, no.
Here we go. But it was his lady friend who's...
She was like 61. Right.
He's in his 90s anyway. So we're glad Clint's okay. We feel bad about his lady friend.
Yesterday, we mentioned this actually right before the Wiki Corner yesterday.
Yeah.
Bob Newhart died at the age of 94.
94,
Yeah,
wow.
So he was known for his deadpan and stammering delivery style. Beginning as a stand-up comedian, he transitioned his career to acting in television and received numerous accolades, including 3 Grammy Awards.
Wow.
An Emmy Award and a Golden Globe Award. And he also received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 2002.
My goodness me.
Yeah. After serving in the U.S. Army during the Korean War as a clerk, Newhart became an advertising copywriter for a major independent film and television producer in Chicago. There, he and a coworker entertained each other with long telephone calls about absurd scenarios, which they later recorded and sent to radio stations as audition tapes.
There you go.
Now, he would refine those into what was then his signature comic bit, having a one-sided phone conversation with the audience, getting to imagine what the person on the other side was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
So in 1959, he was signed to Warner Brothers Records only a year after it was formed, based solely on those recordings that he would send into the radio station.
So they paid off.
Yeah.
Worked.
Newhart expanded his material into a stand-up routine that he began to perform at nightclubs. Newhart's 1960 comedy album called The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart was the first comedy album to make number one on the Billboard charts. It also won 2 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year and Best New Artist. Isn't that wild that Bob Newhart was the best new artist?
And that a comedy album was number one on Billboard chart.
And was the album of the year.
Man.
It's crazy.
All right, then 1960?
1960, yeah.
Wow.
A follow-up album was released 6 months later, and that won Best Comedy Performance, Spoken Word, that year.
Okay. Yeah. Spoken Word.
Newhart's success in stand-up led to his own short-lived NBC variety show in 1961 called The Bob Newhart Show. The show lasted only a single season, but it earned Newhart a Primetime Emmy Award nomination and a Peabody Award. Newhart then starred in 2 long-running sitcoms, starring as Chicago psychologist Robert Hartley on The Bob Newhart Show from 1972 to 1978, and then as Vermont innkeeper Dick Luden on series Newhart from 1980 to 1990.
That's
1982 to 1990.
That's how I know him from the Bob Newhart.
From Newhart.
Later episode. Yeah.
Later roles included Papa Elf in the movie Elf in 2003.
Right. Yeah.
And in 2013, he appeared in an episode of The Big Bang Theory playing the aide professor Proton, a former science TV show host turned children's party entertainer, for which he was awarded a Primetime Emmy Award in 2013.
Jeez.
And that was his first Emmy.
Was it really?
2013. And it was for, recurring role on a show. It wasn't even like his own show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He continued to play the character periodically through the show's 12th and final season and also on its spinoff, Young Sheldon.
Mm.
So the city of Chicago honored Bob Newhart with a statue on Michigan Avenue near the office building seen in the opening credits of The Bob Newhart Show, with his likeness in a chair and an empty psychiatrist couch at his side, and that was later moved to the Navy Pier.
Mm.
Newhart was married to Virginia Quinn from January 1963 until her death in April 2023 at the age of 82.
Mm.
She was the one who apparently came up with the idea for the brilliant ending of the Newhart Show during a Christmas party.
Right.
Where he wakes up, right, and it was like all a dream.
Oh, spoiler alert, Sarah.
Yeah,
what if somebody hadn't watched the episode yet?
Well, sorry.
It did air in 1990, so they've had 34 years.
The Newhart family was also close friends with the Rickles family.
Oh, Don Rickles.
Don Rickles, yes.
Oh,
the couples and their families often vacationed together, and their friendship was memorialized in Bob and Don, A Love Story, a 2023 short documentary film by Judd Apatow, released by The New Yorker, featuring interviews with and home movies of both families.
I want to see that. Those two, their comedy styles could not be more different. Bob Newhart is very low-key and flat, and Don Rickles, of course, is very absolutely not that.
Well, maybe that's why they got along, right?
Maybe
opposites attract, right?
Yeah.
So in 1985, Newhart was hospitalized for secondary polycythemia, a condition attributed to his years of heavy smoking.
Oh.
He recovered after several weeks and eventually quit smoking. And he died from complications of several short illnesses. That's what they're saying. Didn't specifically say what illnesses.
Yeah.
On July 18th at the age of 94. And those who have paid tributes to Newhart included Carol Burnett, Conan O'Brien, Alec Baldwin, Kaley Cuoco, Mayim Bialik, Al Franken, Mark Hamill, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, my gosh.
Among many others.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You have a career that long. You win that many awards.
Yeah.
You just, you know, everybody's going to be impacted by your comedy. Good stuff. Good. I want to go back and I want to watch those the Newhart episodes now.
I know.
So, anyway, all right. You picked out a record to go along with Bob Newhart, did you?
Yeah, well, since his signature comedy bit was the one-sided telephone conversation,
yes,
I thought we would play the song Telephone Line by ELO.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
ELO, Telephone Line on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Bob Newhart, who died yesterday at the age of 94, and one of his signature comedy bits was the one-sided telephone conversation, which is very funny.
And that's really what broke him through, got him his first gig, and went on from there. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Bob Newhart had the first comedy album to hit number one on the Billboard chart.
He didn't win an Emmy until 2013 for his role as Professor Proton on The Big Bang Theory.
And he was honored with a statue that is now on Chicago's Navy Pier.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Very deserving.
Cool.
Very deserving. Everybody loves Bob Newhart, of course.
And I was reading that he, offstage, was very similar to how he was on stage.
Really? Just very mellow and dry.
Yeah.
And let's say, so I told you Newhart was the show that I knew, not the first one, the second incarnation, Newhart. And then when you would fly back in the day, sir, I don't know if you remember this, you would plug your headphones into the armrest on the thing, and you'd have 10 channels, and one of those channels was a comedy channel. And this is not the comedy channel, but comedy channel. And they would have audio comedy of like Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Bob Newhart, I remember, was on there as well. And I would listen to Bob Newhart on those flights, and very funny. Clean, funny, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Bob Newhart. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all there. You should definitely check that out. Plus, this goes up on the YouTubes
as
well.
Right.
So into the YouTube's archive. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner.
You'll find the podcast right there.
It'll all show up, the video podcast. Wonderful. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Back again Monday.
Absolutely.
Fresh episode at 4:10. Appreciate it. Traffic and weather next as we inch closer to the weekend on Legends 102.7.